The Tigris River divides Mosul, Iraq. ISIS has held the western side of that city for more than 2 years, and Iraqi forces backed by U.S. air power retook the eastern side of the city a couple of months ago. They're now preparing to cross the river to try to retake the remaining ISIS area. NPR's Alice Fordham is in Iraq and joins us. Alice, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
What can you tell us about the preparations to take on ISIS in western Mosul?
Well, American and Iraqi military officials say they've stepped up airstrikes. That's something that's confirmed by civilians still on the ground in western Mosul. A lot of troops have moved to the south of the city in preparation for the offensive. It seems like that's where most of the fighting is going to start. The bridges across the Tigris in the city itself were actually destroyed in the fighting, so they have to use bridges south of the city. There are reports they've set up floating pontoons also. We know it's anticipated that this will be a hard fight, maybe even harder than the eastern side of the city.
How is the eastern side of the city that's been retaken from ISIS doing now?
Well, of course, after it was retaken, there was celebration. One reason for that is that the fight to take it back from ISIS didn't leave it in as bad a state as we've seen in other similar situations in Iraq. The Iraqi security forces used different tactics to keep the people in their homes, preserve the infrastructure in place. So that's something that people are happy about. But it doesn't mean that everything is exactly okay now. It had been a very troubled place for a decade before ISIS took it. And there's a lot of disputes about who's actually in control there now. I was there last week and was able to talk to people about what life has been like. I can play you some of those voices now.
In the eastern half of Mosul, in cinder block neighborhoods that lived under ISIS for more than 2 years, there's a strong sense of relief that the battle to free that part of the city is over. The first thing that's changed is that the security situation, it's okay, says Wa'ad al-Amri, a local leader here and also a civil servant in a tax office. Sure, he says, there aren't services yet, there's no electricity, and the United Nations is having to truck in water, but he says they're safe. When ISIS was in control, there were shelling and airstrikes. And then this winter, there were months of heavy fighting as the extremists battled Iraqi security forces. I ask Amri what he thinks the next few months hold. Well, the government will bring back services, he says, and the security will improve. But as I walk through this rural area, although it seems really peaceful, not everyone shares Amory's optimism because there are still threats. I speak with a teacher named Zainab Abdul-Jabbar. She says there was a drone, an ISIS drone, the previous day that dropped a bomb on a family gathering in a house very nearby. She points to it. 4 people were injured. The drone probably came from somewhere in eastern Mosul. To get more insight into what ISIS is still able to do in eastern Mosul, I Skype with Brigadier General Matthew Eisler with the U.S. forces assisting in Iraq, who confirms the extremists are using armed drones.
What they've not been able to do is precisely target. Instead, they are looking for large gatherings and dropping on civilians there. And it is just another example of the atrocities that they commit.
There have also been a few suicide bomb and sniper attacks. Eisler also says ISIS, whom he refers to as Daesh, are firing mortars from the west side of Mosul, which they still hold, into the eastern half of the city.
Each day, over the past several days, Daesh has been shooting between 70 and 100 projectiles per day from multiple locations.
Not only is ISIS conducting attacks in eastern Mosul, but there are questions, too, about the forces holding this part of the city. There's competition for control and resources, with some locals feeling they've been edged out in favor of national troops. I meet Fatih with men from the Nineveh Guard, one of the local forces. One of their commanders, General Mohammed Saleh, wishes his men had more power and were stationed in the center of the city, not on the edge.
It was an unfair decision against the Nineveh Guards. All of us are from Mosul, and we know the city streets and the ins and outs of the city. We know who's working with the terrorists there.
The general is also highly critical of other forces here. The grumbling doesn't seem to bode well for the chances this patchwork of troops can work together against the real threat still posed by ISIS here. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Mosul.